I'm going to let you all in on a little secret. Tell anyone, and I'll have Powell write my Toyota mishap scene. I figured out how to open the pantry door. Of course, I can't close it yet, but who do you take me for? David f***ing Blaine? Oh, but here's the best part. Master can't figure out who keeps leaving the door open. Oh, and it's driving the old man crazy. I haven't seen him this flustered since they canceled Suddenly Susan. He and female master have gotten into arguments about it. He's worried he may have Alzheimer's. And lately, he's even started to wonder if the house is haunted. I mean, he's half wishing John Mark Carr would just come forward and admit to it. Well, I'm just making a complete jackass out of him, is what I'm doing. And it serves him right, too. I mean, it's not even crossed his mind once that maybe his dog has evolved. That with years has come wisdom. Hell, it's probably a stifling attitude toward dogs that's kept me down this long. Hey, who knows what I might be capable of? Catching frisbees, for example. Iditarod. Driving a stick shift. River dance. Playing Tetris. Even safe cracking. I mean, I think the sky's the limit on my potential. Well, anyway, the end result of my latest discovery of hidden talent is free access to food. That's right. Old Jerry's just been comped at the pantry buffet. I've been eating like a king, I tell you. Like Carney Wilson, the day after liposuction procedure. Master's none the wiser, either. Hell, I'm so stuffed right now, I couldn't even imagine putting one more thing in my... Hey, my nuts! And I can barely reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Jerry, cut it out, you stupid mutt.
Oh, hey, Masher. What's going on? Been duped lately? Yes, sir, it's remarkable how well you seem to be getting around with all that wool pulled down over your eyes. Hey, Master, did you know the word gullible's not in the dictionary? Yeah, seriously, go look it up, you condescending son of a bitch. Yes, old Jerry's got your number now, doesn't he, Master? You my bitch, Master? Huh? Is that it? You're Jerry's bitch? You bitch?
Jerry, wash up and go outside or I'll give you a bath.
Outside it is, then. Bitch. Man, I am tired of him holding that thread over my head. I should see if I could learn how to shower. I probably could, you know. Maybe then I'd... Hey, what the hell? I've never had the doggy door scrape both sides of my belly before. I think Master may have changed the damn door.
Very funny, asshole! What's next? Did you toilet paper my doghouse? Coat my milk bone in Vaseline? Stretch a piece of saran wrap around the tree trunk? It's not funny.
Hey, Jerry.
Oh, hey, princess. Just the person I was looking for. Turns out, I just finished up some dinner, and well, what do you say you and me do a little six-legged lumbada behind the garage before my nap?
Gross.
Gross? What do you mean, gross?
Well, Jerry, I'm sorry, but I happen to take a lot of pride in my physical appearance, and I'd expect any man I'm with to do the same.
What are you saying? I got a booger out of my nose or something? Do I look fat? Is that what you're saying? I look fat?
Well, yes, Jerry. You've gained a lot of weight lately.
No, I have not. Have I?
Jerry, you're so fat the people from High Pro Glow aren't worried about making your coat shiny. They're worried about finding one big enough for you.
No.
Jerry, you're so round, the moon howls at you.
Get out of here, princess.
Jerry, I'm afraid you've gotten so big, I half expected you to tell Taylor Hicks that he did his thing, that he worked it out, that, well, he was all right.
Now, I've heard just about enough of this, princess. You know what? I see what this is all about. Oh, princess, 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 princess. Look, I'm sorry I broke up with you. Your heart will heal. Breaking up? Well, it's hard to do. I know. But I thought you were at least above this. I mean, all this mean-spirited caterwauling. Now, sure, I may have put on a couple pounds this summer, lying in the air conditioning, but I still look good. I mean, my shit is still pretty tight. Here, I'll show you. There's Butchie.
Hey, Butch! Old buddy! Yeah, come here, dude! I need you to settle something between the princess and I. It'll just take a second.
Yeah, I'll be right there, buddy.
You'll be right here, princess. You know what this could be? I could just need a haircut, princess. Yeah, I'm sure that's probably what this is all about. You know, sometimes if a dog has too much hair, he can appear bigger than he actually is. It's like the opposite of a man trimming his pubes. Oh, hey, he's Butchie. He'll tell you.
Hey, what's up, Wide Load? Hey, let's get this dilemma settled so me and your fat ass can chase some cars. Maybe work off some of that fresh new blubber of yours. Huh, Saddlebags?
30 minutes later. Well, how come nobody told me? That's what I'm wondering. You waited till I was fat? How about a little heads up when I was simply getting fatter?
I thought you knew.
Thought I knew? Well, it's not like I wear a belt, dumbass. Haven't exactly had to go out and buy all new jeans, now have I? Thought I knew. Now what am I supposed to do?
Well, you can try that Subway diet.
Like Jared? I don't know. Does Subway even make dog food?
Some say they do.
Look, Jerry, it's probably just that you need some exercise.
Exercise? I do exercise. Hell, I run every day. Chase cats damn near everywhere. I have Pilates on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And you know how much I love to dance.
Well, have you been eating between meals?
No, I haven't been eating. Oh, sh**.
Oh, sh**. What?
The pantry. Oh, sh**. The pantry. I figured out how to open the door.
Get out!
Butchie, you know I hate it when you push on my chest like that for emphasis.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know.
It's okay. It just always somehow manages to catch me off balance. I don't know why. Anyway, I've been eating like Kirstie Alley on a cruise ship lately. I guess in the excitement of my newfound talent, I didn't stop to consider the consequences of such actions.
And now look at you. Fatter than Michael Moore after 6 months stranded on Donut Island.
Well, at least I have the support of my friends.
You sure do, Tubby.
Well, let's see. How am I gonna work this off? I just gotta start eating light, that's all. Half my normal food amount. And let's see, what else is low in fat and calorie? Hey, my nuts! And I can barely reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?